Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You're listening to the Computation and Language category of November 30, 2021. Do you know that at any given time, there are 1,800 thunderstorms in progress over the Earth's atmosphere? Today, we have selected 7 papers out of 25 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Song Chun Ju, professor of statistics and computer science, UCLA.
Paper title:
Emergent Graphical Conventions in a Visual Communication Game.
Authored by
Xuwen Xu, Siru Xie, Lifeng Fan, Tao Gao, Song Chun Ju, and Yixin Zhu.
Paper abstract:
Humans communicate with graphical sketches apart from symbolic languages. While recent studies of emergent communication primarily focus on symbolic languages, their settings overlook the graphical sketches existing in human communication. They do not account for the evolution process through which symbolic sign systems emerge and the trade-off between iconicity and symbolicity. In this work, we take the very first step to model and simulate such an evolution process via two neural agents playing a visual communication game. The sender communicates with the receiver by sketching on a canvas. We devise a novel reinforcement learning method such that agents are evolved jointly towards successful communication and abstract graphical conventions. To inspect the emerged conventions, we carefully define 3 key properties: iconicity, symbolicity, and semanticity, and design evaluation methods accordingly. Our experimental results under different controls are consistent with the observation and studies of human graphical conventions. Of note, we find that evolved sketches can preserve the continuum of semantics under proper environmental pressures. More interestingly, co-evolved agents can switch between conventionalized and iconic communication based on their familiarity with reference. We hope the present research can pave the path for studying emergent communication with the unexplored modality of sketches.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Kathleen McEwen, professor of computer science and director, Data Science Institute, Columbia University.
Paper title:
An Analysis of Document Graph Construction Methods for AMR Summarization.
Authored by
Fei-Tsin Li, Chris Kedzie, Nakul Verma, and Kathleen McEwen.
Paper abstract:
Meaning representation, AMR, is a graph-based semantic representation for sentences, composed of collections of concepts linked by semantic relations. AMR-based approaches have found success in a variety of applications, but a challenge to using it in tasks that require document-level context is that it only represents individual sentences. Prior work in AMR-based summarization has automatically merged the individual sentence graphs into a document graph, but the method of merging and its effects on summary content selection have not been independently evaluated. In this paper, we present a novel dataset consisting of human annotated alignments between the nodes of paired documents and summaries which may be used to evaluate 1. Merge strategies, and 2. The performance of content selection methods over nodes of a merged or unmerged AMR graph. We applied these 2 forms of evaluation to prior work as well as a new method for node merging and show that our new method has significantly better performance than prior work.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Fei Xia, Associate Professor of Linguistics, University of Washington, and Shutao Li, College of Electrical and Information Engineering, Hunan University.
Paper title:
SIMCLAD, a simple framework for contrastive learning of acronym disambiguation.
Authored by
Bin Li, Fei Xia, Yushuan Wang, Shusheng Huang, Bin Sun, and Shudao Li.
Paper abstract.
Acronym disambiguation means finding the correct meaning of an ambiguous acronym in a given sentence from the dictionary, which is one of the key points for scientific document understanding, SDU at I-22. Recently, many attempts have tried to solve this problem via fine-tuning the pre-trained masked language models, MLMs, in order to obtain a better acronym representation. However, the acronym meaning is varied under different contexts, whose correspondent sentence representation is the anisotropic distribution occupied with a narrow subset of the entire representation space. Such representations from pre-trained MLMs are not ideal for the acronym disambiguation from the given dictionary. In this paper, we propose a simple framework for contrastive learning of acronym disambiguation, SIMCLAD, method to better understand the acronym meanings. Specifically, we design a novel continual contrastive pre-training method that enhances the pre-trained model's generalization ability by learning the isotropic and discriminative distribution of the acronym sentence representations. The results on the acronym disambiguation of the scientific domain in English show that the proposed method outperforms all other competitive state-of-the-art, SOTA, methods.
This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Fei Xia, Associate Professor of Linguistics, University of Washington, and Shutao Li, College of Electrical and Information Engineering, Hunan University.
Paper title:
PSG, Prompt-Based Sequence Generation for Acronym Extraction.
Authored by
Bin Li, Fei Xia, Yushuan Wang, Shusheng Huang, Bin Sun, and Shudao Li.
Paper abstract.
Acronym extraction aims to find acronyms, i.e., short forms, and their meanings, i.e., long forms, from the documents, which is important for scientific document understanding, SDU at I-22, tasks. Previous works are devoted to modeling this task as a paragraph-level sequence labeling problem. However, it lacks the effective use of the external knowledge, especially when the datasets are in a low-resource setting. Recently, the prompt-based method with a vast pre-trained language model can significantly enhance the performance of the low-resource downstream tasks. In this paper, we propose a prompt-based sequence generation, PSG, method for the acronym extraction task. Specifically, we design a template for prompting the extracted acronym text with auto-regression. A position extraction algorithm is designed for extracting the position of the generated answers. The results on the acronym extraction of Vietnamese and Persian in a low-resource setting show that the proposed method outperforms all other competitive state-of-the-art, SOTA, methods.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yuzhuo Wang, Professor of Urologic Sciences, UBC.
Paper title:
Enhancing Identification of Structure Function of Academic Articles Using Contextual Information.
Authored by
Bowen Ma, Chengji Zhang, Yuzhuo Wang, and Sunhong Deng.
Paper abstract.
With the enrichment of literature resources, researchers are facing the growing problem of information explosion and knowledge overload. To help scholars retrieve literature and acquire knowledge successfully, clarifying the semantic structure of the content in academic literature has become the essential research question. In the research on identifying the structure function of chapters in academic articles, only a few studies used the deep learning model and explored the optimization for feature input. This limits the application, optimization potential of deep learning models for the research task. This paper took articles of the ACL conference as the corpus. We employ the traditional machine learning models and deep learning models to construct the classifiers based on various feature input. Experimental results show that, 1. Compared with the chapter content, the chapter title is more conducive to identifying the structure function of academic articles. 2. Relative position is a valuable feature for building traditional models. 3. Inspired by, 2. This paper further introduces contextual information into the deep learning models and achieves significant results. Meanwhile, our models show good migration ability in the open test containing 200 sampled non-training samples. We also annotated the ACL main conference papers in recent 5 years based on the best practice performing models and performed a time series analysis of the overall corpus. This work explores and summarizes the practical features and models for this task through multiple comparative experiments and provides a reference for related text classification tasks. Finally, we indicate the limitations and shortcomings of the current model and the direction of further optimization.
Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Pushpak Bhattacharya, Professor of Computer Science and Engineering, IIT Bombay.
Paper title:
Tapping BERT for Preposition Sense Disambiguation.
Authored by
Sidesh Pawar, Shyam Tambar, Anirudh Mittal, Girish Kumar Pankhia, and Pushpak Bhattacharya.
Paper abstract:
Prepositions are frequently occurring polysemous words. Disambiguation of prepositions is crucial in tasks like semantic role labeling, question answering, text entailment, and noun compound paraphrasing. In this paper, we propose a novel methodology for preposition sense disambiguation, PSD, which does not use any linguistic tools. In a supervised setting, the machine learning model is presented with sentences wherein prepositions have been annotated with senses. These senses are IDs in what is called the Preposition Project, TPP. We use the hidden layer representations from pre-trained BERT and BERT variants. The latent representations are then classified into the correct sense ID using a multi-layer perceptron. The dataset used for this task is from SemEval 2007 Task 6. Our methodology gives an accuracy of 86.85%, which is better than the state-of-the-art.
What an interesting paper. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jianxi Luo, Singapore University of Technology and Design.
Paper title:
Natural Language Processing in and for Design Research.
Authored by
El Siddharth, Lucien T.M. Blessing, and Jianxi Luo.
Paper abstract:
We review the scholarly contributions that utilize natural language processing, NLP, methods to support the design process. Using a heuristic approach, we collected 223 articles published in 32 journals, and within the period 1,991 present. We present state-of-the-art NLP in and for design research by reviewing these articles according to the type of natural language text sources, internal reports, design concepts, discourse transcripts, technical publications, consumer opinions, and others. Upon summarizing and identifying the gaps in these contributions, we utilize an existing design innovation framework to identify the applications that are currently being supported by NLP. We then propose a few methodological and theoretical directions for future NLP in and for design research.
I think this is a cool paper. What do you think?